You've been listening to our 2014 Summer Share-a-thon with the theme, The Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And joining us right now is Mary Lou Warren, Director of the Immaculate Heart of Mary Homeschool and Parent Conferences throughout the United States and Director of Conferences for Seton Home Study School in Front Royal, Virginia. As a single parent, she homeschooled her son from fifth grade through high school, and who along with her son now is committed to encouraging and helping other families who homeschool or those considering it. She's appeared on EWTN's Prime Time with Father Andrew Apostle, speaking on Catholic homeschooling, defender of faith and family. With her homeschooled son, Draper, she has hosted close to 100 Catholic homeschooling conferences over the past 18 years. So welcome, Mary Lou Warren.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Before we get started, let me just give out that toll-free number for those who want to make a pledge of support to Catholic Radio. It's 1-800-476-3311, 1-800-476-3311. 3311. Mary Lou, since you're responsible for the Immaculate Heart of Mary parent and homeschool conferences throughout the United States, I can safely assume you have a devotion to our Blessed Mother. So let's hear a little bit more about this, and let's begin with your childhood. Anything special lead you to your devotion of our Blessed Mother in your early years?
Yes, I think my devotion to Mary started as a child when I realized that I was named after her. It was tradition in our Irish family that the firstborn daughter always be named Mary. And I was baptized on May 13th, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. And at that time, it was a common practice for babies to be consecrated to Our Lady at her altar on our baptismal day. Also, as a youngster, I was in the Legion of Mary for many years. And as far back as I can remember, I always seemed to have a special bond with Our Lady, in which I regularly conversed with her as a childhood.
How about your family life, Mary Lou?
Well, my dad and both grandmothers were daily prayers of the rosary, and even though my dad was a busy doctor and a father of 9 rambunctious children, and he also had a baby daughter who almost died at the age of 2, without fail I would see my dad sit on his special chair, and before he would go to sleep at night, he always prayed his rosary. And possibly because of all of these rosaries, two of my brothers became missionary priests, which has been a real blessing to our whole family. Dad also had and believed very strongly in providing his children with a strong Catholic education, so he made sure that happened no matter what the cost.
How about your college years, Mary Lou? Weren't you going through that time of your life in the tumultuous 60s and 70s?
Yes, Steve, I was, and with great regret, for several years I stopped practicing my faith, the horror of every parent. But when I came to my senses through the power of so many prayers and wanted to return to the church, I felt I couldn't until I had a copy of the Legion of Mary handbook in my hands. When the book was in my hands, I felt that I now had the key to enter the church. And I wondered always why the mystery of that book. Why did I have to have that book? And it was because I felt that it was Our Lady's way of taking me personally by the hand and bringing me back to her son.
Any other thoughts, Mary Lou, on your devotion to our Blessed Mother you'd like to share?
Yes, throughout my life, especially since then, I've prayed the St. Louis de Montfort 40-day consecration prayer numerous times, and it's my special thanks to our Blessed Mother, and I feel that that prayer is particularly powerful. I also always wear Mary's miraculous medal, which is called miraculous for many reasons, and I firmly believe that Our Lady will never let anyone be permanently lost who wears this her particular sign of blessing and protection. I'm also convinced that if anyone has been consecrated to her, she will continually pour down her son's graces, and that that child will not be permanently lost through her personal intercession.
Mary Lou, I mentioned in the beginning about you being a single mom. Certainly this has come with its fair share of challenges, I can imagine. How has Our Lady helped you as a single mom?
Well, it's now been about 26 years, Steve, that I've been single, and through that time I've had some really rough times. Twice I had to leave everything behind me to live into another state, to leave my family, to find a new job, to make new friends, etc., so I could provide a healthy environment for raising my son because my faith was that much more important to me now, and I wanted to make sure I passed it on. I'd be unemployed for months wondering how I was going to provide for the two of us. Yet despite these numerous challenges that I knew Our Lady and St. Joseph continuously interceded on our behalf. So I've always felt Our Lady's special presence at my side guiding me step by step, mostly when I had no idea where I was going or how I was going to get there. And now, both of us here living in Front Royal at Seton Home Study School, where I've been able to homeschool my son, and now both of us are so privileged to be able to help other families do the same. Well, another just little side note, Steve, was all my life, I've been drawn to people who have had a very deep love for Our Lady. And when I first meet them, it is as if this person has been my best friend for life. It's an incredible sense of warmth and trust with this particular person that's not really quite definable. Although this may sound a little weird, it is as if each of us has an invisible mark of Our Lady on our foreheads that only our souls can see and recognize. But this has been a true blessing in my life.
It's great to be talking to, once again, Mary Lou Warren, Director of the Immaculate Heart of Mary Homeschool and Parent Conferences throughout the United States. I want to give out the phone number once again as we continue with Mary Lou Warren here. It's 1-800-476-3311. Again, the number to call and make that pledge of support to Catholic Radio is 1-800-476-3311. Now, Mary Lou, tell us a little bit about your apostolate, the Immaculate Heart of Mary Homeschool and Parent Conference, which you helped start and you are now the director of. How that came to be under the title of Our Lady?
Well, our first conference was held on the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus in 2002. So we named the apostolate after Our Lady, since she is the ultimate model for mothers. She herself was a homeschooling mother, and St. Joseph was a homeschooling dad, and Jesus was her homeschool child. So as mother of the church, Mary guides all parents in the education and the raising of their children, especially those parents in this day and age who are trying to protect their children's innocence and purity. Mary is also the mother of priests, and many religious are now coming forth from homeschooling families. And since God can refuse his mother nothing, we continuously intercede to her on behalf of our family needs and the souls of our children.
Mary Lou, what virtue would you say of our Blessed Mother do you admire the most and why?
I love Our Lady's tenderness. Although she's very powerful, she's also so tender. And I love her title, Gate of Heaven, because she is the gate through which we go to see her Son.
How about a favorite Marian devotion or a Marian prayer that's helped you grow closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Well, I've always loved the daily antiphon preceding the Legion of Mary's Magnificat, which starts off, "Who is she that cometh forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, and terrible as an army set in battle array?" Then it continues on with the Magnificat, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Another really favorite prayer of mine is the St. Andrew's Christmas Novena. And that prayer is short, and you said many times, "Hail and blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. And that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my request through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother Mary. Amen."
Amen. Now let's focus a little bit more on the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, Mary Lou. What words and emotions come to mind when you contemplate the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus?
Well, the words, Steve, which come and give me great comfort is, "Live in my heart," and also, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Often I imagine our Lord's Sacred Heart as my sanctuary from the world, where I can go anytime, anywhere, to pray and adore him.
Mary Lou, what might you recommend to our listeners as something that you have done in your life that's helped you grow closer to Jesus through Mary?
Well, first of all, I would recommend that the whole family be consecrated to Our Lady, ideally by a priest. Two, I would suggest strongly having any newborn babies being consecrated to Our Lady at their baptism, because I don't think they're ever lost. And three, having a priest enthroned in the images of both the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart in a very special place in your homes, so your family can always go and intercede through her protection and her blessing.
Finally, Mary Lou, any final words to share with our listeners on our summer Share-a-thon regarding the theme, the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus?
Well, one of the things, just kind of a little side note, Steve, that I just really enjoyed was, when I first came to Virginia, I discovered that vanity license plates were inexpensive. So I had a lot of fun selecting a plate with the image of the lighthouse on it with the words, "Keep the light shining." And I was able to add the letters BV Mary in honor of my special intercessor, who keeps my light shining. And it's such a great daily reminder for me and for all who see those plates to know that each morning and each day Our Lady is watching over us.
Beautifully said. Once again, we've been speaking with Mary Lou Warren, Director of the Immaculate Heart of Mary Homeschool and Parent Conferences throughout the United States. She is also the Director of Conferences for Seton Home Study School in Front Royal, Virginia, doing wonderful work in the new evangelization. May our Blessed Mother keep you and our risen Lord and Savior richly bless you, Mary Lou. Thanks for joining us in the 2014 Summer Share-a-thon.
And thank you so much, Steve, for all that you are doing and what the radio is doing to reaching out through Catholic media in our lives to bring the word of Christ and personal sanctification to our times. Thank you, Stephen, for the opportunity to share my devotion to Our Lady and Our Lord with you.
You are so welcome, and you're welcome here anytime on Guadalupe Radio, Mary Lou. Remember, that number to call to make a pledge of support is 1-800-476-3311, 800-476-3311. Come on back for more.